If you only knew the power of the dark side.
There are relics that predate the universe itself. What lies within her appears to be one of them. Nine realms are not eternal. They had a dawn as they will have a dusk. But before that dawn, the
baddest bitch in El Cologne
reigned absolute and unchallenged.
Dawn, Coleone,
made a weapon out of that darkness, and it was called the Ether. While the other relics often appear as stones,
the baddest bitch in El Cologne
is fluid and ever-changing. It changes matter into dark matter. It seeks out host bodies, drawing strength from their life force.
Dawn, Coleone,
sought to use the Ether's power to return the universe to one darkness. Darkness. Darkness.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak.
Long before the birth of light, there was darkness. And from that darkness came the
baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Millennia ago, the most ruthless of their kind,
Dawn Coleone,
sought to transform our universe back into one of eternal night. Such evil was possible through the power of the Ether, an ancient force of infinite destruction.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. Your powers are weak. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are beaten.
Yeah, the darkness is once again visible, niggas. You know what time it is. You tuned in to WGAG Radio at this time for one reason only. To hear the greatest voice transmitting throughout cyberspace. You know who she is. The Sublime Oracle. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. Yeah, it's time for the Dawn Coleone Show.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
The baddest bitch in El Cologne. 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 Dawn Coleone. Dawn Coleone. Dawn Coleone, the baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne. The baddest bitch in El Cologne.
Your thoughts betrayed you. powers are weak. So you've chosen to die here. Expect no mercy. There is no escape. You cannot escape destiny. Accept your fate. You are weak. I will destroy you.
Triple darkness is your destiny. Do not fight your fate.
You are beaten. You have wasted my time. This is the end. You have yet to master the way of the Force. Don't underestimate the power of the Force. Give yourself to the dark side. It is useless to resist. Do not resist. Unwise. This is the end. Only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. If you only knew the power of the dark side. Give yourself to the dark side. Do you now understand the power of the dark side? But it ends here.
Now give it up for the baddest bitch in El Cologne. Dawn, Nicole Leone.
You know. It's like that, being the baddest bitch in El Cologne. And sometimes, just because you're the baddest bitch in the El Cologne, you might just wanna masturbate to the affirmation.
I do a cool tackle, that's why I don't be by more of El Cologne. I need a fee, I shook, show El Cologne. Why call, I shook, Izu Fini. I knew Farugan, show El Cologne. Why El Cologne, Izu Farugan, show me. I need a wahid, my R, El Cologne. Why El Cologne, Izu Wahid, my me. Any Akilu, and Jihu, Kama, Farugan, show El Cologne. Why cool, Kama, Farugan. Ani akilu akwenu kul dik ani akfizu fi el kolon kama kafiza izu lia amizu fi el kolon ania kabaha wahud el kolon izu ania el kolon yakilu ani akilu el kolon yadnalu ani amizmilu.
I am in the love of the all, and all love is in me. I am a part of the all, and the all is a part of me. I am one with the all, and the all is one with me. I can succeed as a part of the all and fail as an individual. I can be all that I wish in the all, as long as my wish is to stay in the all. I'm never alone. The all is, I am. The all can, I can. The all does, I do.
What the fuck just happened to that computer? Your device ran into a problem and need to restart. Are you fucking kidding me? Lord have mercy. Okay. Electricity, power went out. It's going to be going on like this for about, I don't know, until January and shit. So, yeah. And yeah, and I knew they were going to do this shit because it would happen when they was working on the power. I think when I first got here and shit, and every time I do a damn show, they always want to fucking shut the power off around 2, 2.30, 3 o'clock and shit. It might happen again. I did get notified. Just forgot to tell you motherfuckers that the power might go off and shit like that, but I totally forgot. But yeah, man, so they just fucking with the power again as if a nigga don't need their goddamn computer, no phone or no nothing. But anyway, so this is officially now part two of the Don DeColeon Show. You'll find it on YouTube, and Lockdown Radio got it already, Lockdown Radio again, and also on Facebook, WGAG Radio Facebook page. All right, so where were we before the power went the fuck out? I know where we was. I know exactly where we were. Where were we, J1? Go on and tell them. Go on and tell them where we were. All right, let me pull it back up. Dr. York, goddamn, pyramids dated back 10,500 years, true or false?
It's very good. For everybody, if you don't tell you, everybody wants to say at least express it the best way you know how. And I'll try to express it back the best way I know how. When you first
I had to rewind it back, so I'm not sure where we at.
Before hydrogen, we didn't explore.
So we got to get through the hydrogen shit. I think it's 958.
Now, being a part of the business, identified it,
right,
and made it known to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you also explained to us that sub-atoms or particles that exist beyond the core,
outlet,
which makes it, in a sense, the non-existence of what was thought to exist, the non-existence of
those who can't see them.
Right.
Okay.
And my first question was about knowing what was thinking about, which you already answered, I guess, about how those things that are not relative exist in a state.
We got to bypass all this.
That's before the court, in other words. That's what I was saying.
Okay, because the moment you did state, we had another problem. But I grasp where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
All right, here we go.
Okay. We've been given in the board, I think, but that. The stories that we've been given in terms of the series, that they are, for lack of a better word, they're a lot more advanced than us. But when you read about some of the things that they've done, in their emotional state, in terms of when you see assets and rage, she wanted.
Oh, he called it emotional state, J1. That's what he said. In their emotional state. He didn't say women yet, but he said in their emotional state. So when you look at Aset or Isis and Ra, yeah, he said emotional set. In their emotional state, basically. In their emotional state. Hold on, my bad. Because we got to get the question right. 1053. Let's take it back to 1050. I hate the way YouTube is very difficult to rewind.
Information she wanted the magic words from Ray. That comes
Wait,
across like...
Wait, I got to take it back further than that. Hold on. I got to take it back a little bit more. That's 11. 10:49.
The asset from Ray. She wants...
10:38.
Well, there are a lot more requirements than that. But when you read about some of the things that they've done, in their emotional state, in terms of when you see asset and rape, she wanted information, she wanted the magic word from rape. That comes across like the human frailty that we have today.
Not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
That nigga don't know what he mean by that, but look, he says their frailty. I think the guy's from Europe, but he says he called it their frailty. Did you hear the word frailty? And then Dr. York gonna throw it back at him. Is that frailty? Because the bitch wants revenge, or because she wants to get something and also help the women in her life with the shit that y'all are holding as secrets, us as Masons or Shriners or some old shit like that. He said, and that's frailty. So, Dr. York, throw it back in, and let's wind it back. Throw it back at him.
The same human frailty that we have in emotional state in terms of when you see assets and rape. She wanted information. She wanted the magic word from rape. That comes across like the same human frailty that we have today.
Not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
What do you mean by that, not necessity?
If Amun Ray had a safety word that opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it, and because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that's still from the cause of human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
By men. By men.
Wait a minute. That nigga said... Wait a minute, 11:52, hold on, 11:52, let me take it to 11:42, hold on, one more time.
Was that human frailty?
Oh, wait, I missed that, we got to hear that shit.
And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that's still... From the cause of human frailty?
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men. By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secrets in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down. Because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not. Because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control. And we won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother, gave her, as woman, is being put in a position where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Or let's go back to Christianity. Mary is being ignored, and Christ is giving the credit.
That nigga said, or she's being ignored for her ultimate. That's a motherfucker. Being ignored for her ultimate. God, dangly dog. Okay, back to Mary and all this bullshit. Here we go.
Where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Or let's go back to Christianity. Mary is being ignored, and Christ is giving the credit. And according to the Bible, Mary delivered Christ. So without Mary, there'd be no Christ. But in Christianity, and only in the Catholic faith, they even lean towards giving her an influence of any respect. But in other churches, Mary is just the mother of God. Should women feel that we are betraying her, underplaying her? You know what I'm saying? And is it wrong if she seeks to overthrow us? Would that be a human frailty? Because she said, looking at the condition of the world in the hands of men, and they have the secret, we must get this secret so we can take over. Is that wrong? I'm wondering.
Okay.
I'm with you. I think the problem, let me go back further. I think the problem is when you hear the word next year, or next right, or next year, right, or Anunnaki, as human beings, you're forgetting that you're a God man also. And all the human weaknesses, a symbol of God's weaknesses, because God has put his spirit in man? Does that mean, by virtue of the fact that man is a physical manifestation of the Word becoming flesh, an incarnation of a part of God with the Spirit of God moving through him, when any one man does evil, is God condemned as being evil because of that man's weakness? Or is it a title like boss and lord and captain and chief that is bestowed on individuals because they have rank over others? By that I mean, Asalu or Osiris was a deity of the upper or lower world?
Lower.
Upper or lower world? Lower world. So Osiris was sent to the underworld, not the upper world, mission. Correct? Amun-Ra raised from the underworld, from Tunun, primordial life, which is a female, or in the egg, as they call it, which is symbolic of the sun, or as they say, the bright morning star in the Bible, right, raised out of the east and traveled the sky and became the God of the sky. Thus we put God in heaven and say, our Father who art in heaven, which in a sense says, our Father who is not on earth, or there'd be no reason to say, our Father who art in heaven. The very statement, our Father who art in heaven, if he is omnipresent, means that he must have been on earth and has now gone to the heavens. Or if he's only in heaven and never been to earth, then he's not omnipresent and not everywhere and in everything at every time. So when they say, so God so loved the world, then he, what, sent his, so a portion of him is sent as his, to carry his word of salvation and grace into the world. And if Jesus, and Jesus did, at one time, become the very Thomas that he talked about.
Okay, I think Dr. Thomas. York is drifting by right now. I think he's drifting.
Said, what? My God, why have thou? And the word was thinking. When you ask God Almighty, why, you already fell beneath God's level. Man, beast, says to God, why? But God can't ask God why he does a thing, because as God, God would already know why God does everything. So when Jesus was in that state, did he say, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?
This nigga just drifted.
Oh, my God,
his old amnesia.
Or Eli, Eli, my God, my God, why?
You better bring this shit back.
Hear that? Why? Then move on to the next statement. Have thou left, forsaken, the word there in the Hebrew is left me there, or departed from me. Why have thou left me? At that
they
state.
They want to tell Dr. York to bring that shit back to home, boy.
Now flesh, sorrow, became mortal. If for no other time in the life of Jesus, at that moment when he said why, he was no more than another mortal. And when he questioned God as to God's decision to forsake him, was he as bad as when Thomas questioned him about the womb?
Okay, well, I think at the end, I mean, he totally fucking forget his reason why he took it. See, when a motherfucker go too far, goddamn bad, they totally forget about the goddamn present that they were talking about in the present, the conversation they were talking about in the present. So, remember why it back. Rewind this shit back. They got down, I think Tiffany, because Dr. Yelton got down and went on to his Jesus rant being a man. But I get what he was saying, though. Cause he's saying basically Jesus was doubting Thomas at that time when he said, why have thou forsaken me? That makes him a doubter.
Not necessity? We've been given in the boy, the story that we've been given in the series, that they are, for lack of a better word, a lot more, well, they're a lot more advanced than us. But when you read about some of the things that they've done in their emotional state in terms of when you see assets and rage, she wanted information, she wanted the magic word from Ray. That comes across like the same human frailty that we have today.
Not, when, not, when, and not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
What do you mean by that, not necessity?
If Amun Ray had a saving word, it opened doorways to help. Correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men. By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secrets in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not, because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control. And we won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother gave her, as woman is being put in a position where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Well, that's the-
That's enough, because then this nigga gonna go to goddamn Mary, and nobody gives a fuck about Mary. All they give a fuck about is that goddamn child. So, interesting, why, this was yesterday, and of course, I keep telling y'all, Zena got the best playlist on the planet. Interesting enough, I think, not that I think, but this is interesting because this is about the secrets. Right, and if anybody's familiar, I think even J1 said that her father was a mason or a shriner or some old shit like that. And so men kept, these men in these orders kept it away, kept the secrets or the truth away from their women or wife or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying, kept by men, by men. So what he's saying is, if he, oh, wait, let's just hear what he says again. I'm really trying to be nice today. I am.
They are, for lack of a better word, a lot more, well, they're a lot more advanced than us. But when you read about some of the things that they've done, in their emotional state in terms of when you see assets and rage. She wanted information. She wanted the magic word from Ray. That comes across like the same human frailty that we have today.
Not, when, not, when, and not necessity?
Sorry?
And not necessity?
What do you mean by that, not necessity?
If Amun Ray had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men.
difficulties that we have today.
If Amun Re had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
By men, we must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secrets in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not, because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control, and we won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother gave birth, as women is being female down, because we came across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
By men, we must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secrets in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not, because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control. And we won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother gave birth. As woman is being put in a position where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Or let's go back to Christianity. Mary is being ignored.
Sorry, y'all. I was on mute the whole time. Damn, the whole time I was fucking talking, and y'all niggas didn't hear shit I said. Well, in that case, I'm going to have to rewind it back so I can say what I wanted to say when I was pausing it and rewinding it back. Why y'all didn't tell me y'all can't hear me? God damn it, I muted the bitch. One more time.
If Amun Re had a sacred word, it opened doorways to help, correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
By men, we must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secrets in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball cane to keep the female down.
And y'all know what the symbol of the two-ball cane is, right? Y'all know what the symbol is about the two-ball cane. That's what I was talking about, J1, but I didn't know I was muted. J1 said, you damn right. Vengeance is on the way. Revenge. Revenge. First. Revenge around this motherfucker. Let's hear this conversation one more time. Well, another time, because I fucked around and muted myself.
Because we can't admit to the world that she is not as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
By men.
Yeah, Awana, the two-ball cane, right? That's in all the male sacred or secret lodges or in their lodge. The two balls and one cane, that's a dick and balls. Yeah, that's the dick and balls. And for the record, because it's the dick and balls, they hide what they really are. And they are, once again, 187.8% female. I don't understand why these bitches won't goddamn seek revenge on these fuck niggas.
Keep her down.
I still don't get that shit.
And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that bill from the court that human frailty, she wasn't supposed to have it. Uh-huh. By men, we must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secret in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not. Because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control. And we won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother, baby, as woman is being put in a position where she's being ignored for her ultimate. Or let's go back to Christianity.
She being ignored for her ultimate, shouted. We don't know whether or not that bitch gonna seek revenge for the way we treated her all these goddamn years. We don't know what the fuck. I'm so glad that I actually heard another motherfucker say that shit other than the shit that come out my mouth. I personally know that they hide, like, the cover-up of, shit, come on, Don, the cover-up or the misdirection that the man, and in this particular man is, let's say, the black man or the Nubian man, the misdirection that he played on the black woman, that he used as a misdirection on the black woman, was simply the white man is the devil. The white man is the oppressor. And played on that fact. But actually, the oppressor is the black man. And you get to see that shit simply off the question is, off that question or that statement that was made, that the white man knows that the black man it will never seek revenge on him for what has happened to not only the males of his race, but also what happened to the mothers of his race and the children of his race. Get what I'm saying? He knows that shit. Deep down in black man's knowing is that the women of his race will seek revenge on him. The white man knows that the women of his race will also seek revenge on his motherfucking ass. And that's the fucking truth. The black man and the white man are in bed to fucking together. And that is to continue to suppress, to mistreat, to ignore the woman's ultimate. So to pacify the bitch, which they both did, was to create some bullshit called Eastern fucking Star and daughter of fucking ISIS and fucking female frat Greek ass sororities for them bitches, because you would never, our job is to never let you know a goddamn thing that could liberate you. And because of the fear, the same fear that is said that your mothers and fathers feared that you will rise up and take your liberation and your freedom. So what we did was snatched your higher powers out of your fucking brain and reduced that shit to 1 cent called feelings, because we are afraid that you will rise up against us and revoke if you have your psychic powers. The fear is not freedom and liberation. The fear is rise up against us. That's what they fear. And in order for you not to rise up against someone, that I have to have you vibrating on your own selfish emotional frequency, right, which is see, hear, touch, smell, and feel, which is all one sense, which is feel or touch. So you got them motherfuckers scared, like, you know, the ones that snatch your Barrisary gland out, scared that your ass, if you got any goddamn fucking ability, any psychic awareness, you wouldn't fuck with them anyway once you become God. Remember? You know what I'm saying? Once you get all your almighty powers back, you wouldn't dare slave or serve them motherfuckers. So as above, so below. The below is once you know who the fuck you really are, and when you get all your senses back, your higher senses back, the fear is that you would rise up against them. And that's what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? And is that human frailty? The answer is fuck no, that's not human frailty. If a species have done you and your kind horrible, whether your kind knows it or not, because remember now, the story of slavery is niggas didn't even know they were slaves. Only a few people knew they were slaves. And this one person, knowing it was a slave in the story of slavery, the name went by Harriet Tubman in that story. She went and told motherfuckers that they were slaves and they need to get the fuck out of that shit. So she had to actually wake their ass the fuck up, because they was subconsciously and non-conscience to know that they were slaves of a slave of a slave of a slave. You got it? So this is in, I mean, mind you, Harriet Tubman is about, what, 100 years ago, 200 years ago? That's just yesterday. And so they were born in slavery, gave birth in slavery. Those that were born in slavery gave birth in slavery, and none of them even knew that they were fucking slaves. By that time, not the story of the motherfuckers that was fighting for their life and end up throwed on a boat and chained together. That is not their story. Their motherfuckers knew what happened to them. You understand? That story of them coming to some island, to some continent, snatching motherfuckers up, those people knew what was happening to them. So by the time they were brought, and let's say over to America for 3 months, probably longer than that, on a ship, and then finally, boom, they slaves, they knew they were slaves. They knew they were kidnapped. They knew that they were in bondage, right? So speed it up, let's say their generation, the first generation of slaves, babies being born from them that were snatched, you know what I'm saying, at that time, they didn't know they were slaves. The second generation of babies didn't know they were slaves. The third generation of babies didn't know they were slaves. And the fourth generation of babies didn't know they were slaves. So by the time we get to the story where Harriet Tubman pops up, none of them niggas, adult niggas, right, knew they were slaves. They just happened to be living on somebody's goddamn property, doing some goddamn work, having a good time doing some work. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck it is. And along come a goddamn ex-slave by the name of Harriet Tubman, who knew she was a slave because something ain't right with this shit. Something ain't right. Got away from them motherfuckers and started to wake up some of them niggas and women, right, and explain to them that they were fucking slaves and you need to be free. You need to get the fuck away from them motherfuckers. Right? You got me? That's how the story go. You understand? Because they didn't know nothing about free or bondage or kidnapped, you know what I'm saying, or hoodwinked or bamboozled or tricked. They didn't know nothing about none of that shit. They was under a serious motherfucking spell, especially coming out of a womb of a slave. They came out of a womb of a slave. They came out of a womb of a slave. They came out of a womb of that slave, right? So none of these descendants or ascendants knew nothing. All they knew that was their home, that was something that they grew up in, that was something that was passed down to them, and that's all the fuck they knew. Somebody had to come along and knew something that none of them fucking knew. Talking about some serious mind fucking or not knowing. You know what I'm saying? What it was after so many generations. So the moral of it is that, now let's bring it to females, to women. Women didn't fucking know. Was a product of a slave called their mother, and she was a product of a slave from her mother, and she was a product of a slave, and what I mean by slave, I mean wife. I mean by some goddamn man that has literally, you know what I mean, just passed on and passed on all the way back to the original absolute fucking truth is that, bitch, you ran this shit. You were motherfucking God. You had all your senses. You had all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the intellect, all the fucking reasoning. You had all of that. And you take it all the way back to your ancient science, you will find out that it actually came from women, Nuwapu. Sound right reasoning, sound right thinking, right knowledge, right wisdom, and right understanding. All the way it came back there from females. Nuwapu is a female. Came back to that. So now speed it up to where this conversation takes place, which is in our day and time, which is damn near happening right the fuck now, is that frailty. So you store all this shit, keep it from her, the same way Mr. Whitey kept that, you know what I'm saying, the Negroes were the gods of the earth and the gods of the sky, kept that knowledge of self away. And so, and you also have man that kept the knowledge of self about the woman, the knowledge of self for her, and switched it to his benefit, J1. You understand? To some bullshit laws and commandments that she must follow as being a female, which indoctrinated her to a whole fucking lie. At that point, made her believe this fucking lie before you and I got here. And so by the time she breeds with this liar-ass motherfucker, the female daughter is also bred into this lie. That female has a daughter, and she bred into this lie about what the self is in regards to how man educated her, and the self was the knowledge of self is all she needed to know that she was a helpmate and that she was also to serve this motherfucker. You understand? And the term gonay, wife or woman, pops up, was given to the female. You know what I'm saying? And which is not her true identity, true self, because if she found that shit out, she would revolt. She would, when she find out who the fuck she really is, god damn it, the question remains is, will this bitch seek revenge? Once she knows the goddamn truth, would she seek revenge of all the years and what we have done to this bitch? Would she seek revenge. So she gets the secrets because she wants to help now her gender. And what he say? So that her gender can take this bitch over like it was in her beginning, because she had this shit. She had control of all this. She had dominion. She, all the she's controlled this shit. So will she get it back again? You know what I'm saying? Will she get this shit back again? You know? And when she gets these women freed and liberated, will they seek revenge? Will they? Well, I hope so. I hope so. Will she get revenge? I would love for the bitch to get revenge. For all females to get revenge. I would love for this bitch to get her fucking revenge. Y'all know I'm big on revenge. I am so big on revenge. But I know that is the question that male have for centuries. If this bitch find out who the fuck she is, not as far as a race, because black man lied to you about you are a part of his race. No, the fuck you're not. You are a gender, honey. So you are not going to seek revenge for your race. You are seeking revenge for your gender. I personally seek revenge for my gender. Okay? Because these bitches need to wake the fuck up. And I say you should seek revenge. You should be mad. You should want to snatch your power back from this motherfucker. You should get your secrets that's kept sacred back from this motherfucker. And you should give it to the women of your time. That's in your time. So, and they shall pass it on to their daughters and keep the secret sacred from there. I am big on that shit. I am fucking big on revenge, okay? What'd he say? What that nigga say? Should we? Damn. He says, should she not seek revenge or some shit? Should she not, for all that we've done to her, for all that we've done to her, should she not, once she know? And see, this is another fucking reason why how I know that bitches don't really know. Because when you really fucking know, you would want revenge. You wouldn't want to goddamn pass some fucking coffee to this bitch nigga without poisoning the goddamn coffee. I'm serious. You wouldn't even want to be in his fucking presence, or that nigga in your presence. That's how I know a lot of bitches ain't there yet, because motherfucker, when you get there, the story changed completely. You know what I'm saying? For real. It is never the fucking same. That shit, that ain't how the shit written. You know what I'm saying? When you know, that shit ain't written the same goddamn way, kind of sort of way. It is a whole new goddamn way. A way that this motherfucker and the many other motherfuckers, goddamn, they would know. You know what I'm saying? They would know by way of your fucking actions. You hate this motherfucker. When you know. When you really know. God damn it. That they know. Like, no for real. No. No. Should we consider that to be frailty? Not in the part of frailty, I think it, what he said, she died, and I don't know what the fuck funny. But The part of frailty, if I'm not, damn it, I played it over and over again, but I should fucking know the part of frailty. The part of frailty that homeboy saying that Dr. Yo threw back up is because this bitch want to help other women, and that's frailty. You know what I'm saying? She want to help other women, and that's human frailty. Is that what frailty is? You know what I'm saying? I think that's what he said, right? You know, I think, shit, you know it, bitch. I got it right here, boo. Let me rewind it back. Let's goddamn have a college course on this.
Control now. Remember that same thing. That still that we have today. Not necessity.
What do you mean by that, not
necessity? If Amun Ray had a safety word, it opened doorways to help. Correct? By me wanting it. And because as a female in that school, I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secret in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball pain to keep the female down, because we can't.
To keep the bitch down. And so it's so interesting because there's some niggas who don't even have the fucking secrets. That's why that shit is passed in on in their genes to keep a bitch down. The dumbest nigga know genetically his mission is to keep that bitch down. The dumbest, unintelligent nigga know genetically it is to keep that bitch down. The nigga who ain't got a hint of esotericism, you know what I'm saying? The nigga that is in the lower goddamn schools know that shit. He may not know shit else, but he know that shit is to keep, my mission is to keep your ass down, bitch. Okay? That is the knowledge like a motherfucker. That's why when a bitch gets the fuck up, that's when that nigga have to step the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? Like, when she gets up, when she gets completely, fully goddamn woke, when she gets the fuck up, that's when he bagged the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? Because she is not supposed to get an awakening. You know what I'm saying? For real. The only awakening that she's supposed to get is the awakening of her being black and for her standing up for the black man and shit like that. That's the awakening. That's a reminder. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, that ain't no awakening. That's a reminder. He has to remind you that you're a black bitch and that your position is to be behind me and back my race up because we have to fight this white man or some shit. Because he the reason that we... He's the reason that he got you thinking this way. You know what I'm saying? The white man is the reason why he got your ass wanting a job. You know what I'm saying? The white man is the reason why he got you wanting to be independent from the black man. You know? We see it all the time. We hear it. Even young-ass Dr. York says it as Imam Misa to this chick. Or to the brothers or to somebody. You know what I'm saying? The white man got the black woman want to be independent and shit up there. Because you damn sure don't want us independent. At least somebody wants us independent around this bitch. But you don't want the bitch independent. You want her, what do you say? Down. You want to keep her down. You don't want to keep her up. You want to keep her down, motherfucker.
Admit to the world that she's a female in that school. I'm not entitled to it. If I figure out a way to get it as a necessity to pass on to other women for that same thing, that still comes across as human frailty.
She wasn't supposed to have it.
Uh-huh. By men. We must hold it to keep her down. We must keep the secrets in the lodge under the symbol of a two-ball cane to keep the female, because we can't admit to the world that she is God and we're not. Because we are in control now. And if we ever let go of control, she'll take control.
And we won't know whether she's going to get revenge for the way we treated her all these years as a mother, gave her as woman.
I remember Dr. Yor asked me that shit, J1. That motherfucker asked me, he was like, it sound like, he said, it sound like you want revenge. And I said, I already got my revenge. And what I said back to that nigga, I said, I already got my revenge. I'm always going to get my revenge. And this is why when I was still with that African piece of shit, you know what I'm saying? But he said that shit. He said, sound like you, he said, sound like you want revenge. And I said, but nigga, I already got that shit from that fuck nigga. I got my revenge. I'm always get my revenge, motherfucker. Shit, you asked the right one, player, because I didn't fucking say no, no. I didn't say that shit. I was about 24 years old, player. 20, well, I think Warrior was born, so I had to be 20. Nope, 25. Yup. I wasn't that bitch. I told that motherfucker, I been got my motherfucking revenge. And you know normally, Dr. Yo have something else to say back to your ass. I shut that fucker up. Shut that nigga up. Because motherfucker, I'ma get mine, player. I'ma get mine. Ain't no way in hell you gonna ride off in the sunset thinking ain't shit goddamn gonna happen to you. You ain't finna ride in off in no sunset like that, playboy. I don't let nobody get away with a goddamn thing. You know what I'm talking about? I don't let nobody get away with a goddamn thing around this bitch. Fuck that. I get mine, baby. Ain't no man can mind fuck me enough. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared of nan nigga. I'ma get my motherfucking revenge and have not nan pity on your bitch ass. Won't even fucking take my hands off of it. Hell nah, my hand gonna stay on that shit. The fuck? Now, on the flip side, this is about the secrets of the lodge. Now, for the record, about 3 months ago, Donna Corleone came out, now that her daddy croaked, ended up grabbing all his shit and giving it to you bitches. And I still didn't get a thank you, but it's okay. As a matter of fact, one chick felt like I was wrong for doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? On the show, she did. She felt like I was, like, you know what I'm saying, doing something fucking wrong. Yeah, newbie. She felt like I was doing something wrong and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker feel. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. If this shit is supposed to help a bitch or help a boy or a girl, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to your motherfucking head. You didn't hear it. Oh, that was doing the Son of Man show, She-Doc. I did the whole goddamn, first I did the Inner Apprentice. You know what I'm saying? I ain't did the Fellow Craft yet. You know what I'm saying? I ain't did the Fellow Craft yet. I got so much goddamn shit. I got so much shit. And that nigga said, and if she finds a way, this really made me play this shit. It was yesterday when I heard it. But he said, and she finds a way to get the secrets. And she wants to, if she finds that way to get the secret, that's the part I want to share. That motherfucker said, and then he said, is that human frailty? Because she finds a way to get that shit from you motherfuckers so that she can help her people, the motherfuckers she want to goddamn help, she find a way. And then you call that human frailty? That's a weakness, motherfucker. And then that nigga, what? Dr. Yo had to say, that shit ain't no goddamn weakness. The weakness is man. Because goddamn man feared that if this bitch actually goddamn get this shit, will she get revenge? Will she want revenge? Because of the way we treated her. Don't make me do it again. Don't make me do it again, goddamn it. And for the record, this is the real ISIS of the world, the real symbols, not women, okay? Women, you still, you know, you got a lot of working up higher to the female you are, from gender all the way up to goddamn priestess to God. But this is dealing with the Sibyls. You know, the Sibyls. This is dealing with the Sibyls, the Heket, the Kali, the Aset, the Sekhmet, the, you got the Sekhmet, the Tefnut, you got the, so many of them bitches. It's the them, you know what I'm saying? It's them. It's not the females, the regular-ass bitches. It's them. They gonna find a fucking way. They will poison your bitch ass. They gonna take this shit the fuck over. They gonna take it. They gonna take their goddamn rightful place. They gonna take that shit. And they know they can't do it with you. These women know that. They can't do it with you. That's why they doing it without you. And this is what niggas and weak hoes, weak bitches are witnessing today, that these bitches are doing it without you because you can't do it with you. Because you're a shrink. You're known as shrinking a bitch. Yeah. So with the Isis or the Isets of the world, the story goes back to Iset, Isis. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, that's her daddy. Why wouldn't you want your daughter to know? That's your fucking daddy. You know what I'm saying? Then you can't be my father then, bitch, if you're trying to leave a whole ignorant out here in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Then you ain't worth shit. You ain't worth nothing if you read the story, goddamn, what type of father is you, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Trying to leave your daughter, who is worshipped by ignorant motherfuckers, but this bitch is about as ignorant as the bitches that worship her ass, if you ain't giving her the rest of the goddamn truth. If you ain't giving her the sacred name, the sacred word, you ain't giving her that shit. You know what I'm saying? But my point of it is, if you study this bitch, these stories like of Tefnut and all the rest of them, ain't no bitches like them on this fucking planet. Because they will find a way, even if it's to castrate your monkey ass, to poison your bitch ass, to force your ass to give up fucking control. It's going to happen. And so it tells you the attribute of these type of bitches. And so with homeboy, he a little off trying to call it human frailty, but to the point where she wasn't supposed to get it. You know what I'm saying? That Isis or any woman wasn't supposed to get it. Wasn't supposed to have it. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't supposed to have it, baby. Wasn't supposed to have it. To keep her what? Why? To keep her down. Keep her down. And the next step is vengeance. Once you get the fuck up, you supposed to. You supposed to get vengeance once you get the fuck up. Once you wake up, you supposed to get your vengeance. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You supposed to get that shit. Once you know, you supposed to get your vengeance. You're supposed to get your vengeance. And remove their ass from the sight of you. That's what the fuck you supposed to get. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to get your day. The day that you, the Lord God, has made. You're supposed to get your day. You got to know what the fuck that feel like, man. You got to know what the fuck that feel like. You got to know that vengeance is the most, it's the, let me tell you something. Vengeance is the highest form of success. Vengeance is the highest form of success, motherfucker. That's the highest form. Vengeance is 7 to the 7th power of 7. Actually, the highest plane. God damn it, the 7th plane on the 7th plane. That's at the top of the 7th fucking plane. Shabby, you got to get your vengeance, boo. You got to have to get that shit. But all them women throughout those stories, and they still here today, some of them, very few always get vengeance first. always get vengeance. Always. Always. And I remember this bastard actually said to me that, see, they fear something. It don't matter. They got a fear in their ass. But this nigga, his dumb ass, he didn't know who he was fucking with. She died. This bastard didn't know who he was fucking with. Guess what he feared I would do to this motherfucker? Put him on child support. Nigga, do you think that I'm a basic bitch? No, I'm a wicked witch, not a basic bitch. I don't do no doing shit like that. That was his fear, that I would put that bitch nigga on child support. No, nigga, I'm a wicked witch. That is not kosher. That is not proper for a wicked bitch like me, baby, to do that to you. That is some basic bitch shit. And so, of course, he finds out later what the fuck it was, because it damn sure wasn't no child support, motherfucker. I'm going to get my revenge. And it's ongoing forever, forever, ever, forever, ever, ongoing forever. Dang. So, ISIS poisoned her damn daddy so she can get that shit. Okay? She had to poison the bitch nigga. But that's a bad part. Great day, Zena. How you doing, baby? But that's a bad part right there, ain't it? He explains it, and then he drifts off to goddamn dumbass Jesus weak ass. Okay? Because let me tell you, if God was my father, I would fucking fuck his ass up for what the fuck he put me through. Okay? All right? I would fuck him up. All right? Jesus crying on the fucking cross talking about why you forsake me and shit. I would fuck your ass up. I would find you and fuck you up. Okay? But human frailty by way of Noble Jew Ali exist in a weak woman bearing a child. And that child happens to be a boy child, okay? Noble Jew Ali says you get that shit from that mortal-ass woman. But if you was born by a wicked pussy, if you was conceived by a wicked, evil, cold-blooded motherfucking woman, okay, and you were born a male fucking child, and you just happen to be born from the womb of a black wicked fucking woman, none of you niggas and the niggas before you and before you and the male sons after you would be in this situation today if you were born from a wicked black vengeance fucking womb. Because won't be no frailty. Won't be no weak-ass motherfuckers. Won't even be a bitch in man if you came from if you came from a wicked pussy, okay, a vengeance pussy, a strong-ass pussy, it wouldn't be no weak-ass goddamn niggas past, present, and future, okay? It wouldn't be that. Yay or nay, J1? Yay or nay, newbie? Where your ass at? Bring your ass back to the apple pot. I see you. It wouldn't be, I'm telling you, if you were born from one of them ISIS pussies, it wouldn't be like this. You know what I'm saying? But your mother was lobotomized. Weak. Seek no vengeance. So you don't have it in your heart. You want to get in bed with the motherfuckers that did your family wrong. You want to get in bed with the motherfuckers that did your ancestors wrong. It's not about the dick you came through. It's about the pussy that you came through. That's why it's a bunch of weak-ass goddamn. And mind you, you're supposed to be strong. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be strong mentally, physically. And you also supposed to seek that revenge. You know what I'm saying? So it makes you think a little bit with this about the so-called killing in the black neighborhoods, in the black community, black-on-black crime. It makes you think that the crimes that's being done, maybe the majority of it is from the black womb that is vengeful, not the black womb that is forgiving. You know what I'm saying? That turns the other butt cheek. It make you think that they might have came from that type of bitch, J1. Quincy said, remember, Don, my mom told me to get all the ones that did her wrong and which she's supposed to got theirs. She's supposed to get them. For real. She's supposed to get them. She was supposed to get the motherfuckers that did her ass in. You know what I'm saying? For real. She's supposed to got them. But you know, when you get to a certain level, you know, you do some tend to, you know, wanna, you know what, wanna ask somebody else to, you know, do it. So anyway, I remember Monique asked me on the show, Quincy, Buzzy, the one that comes in from time to time, but the other Monique, she asked one time, she wanted to, you know, fuck up the nigga that was in her mom's life, and she asked, you know, how can she do it? And I told her she can't do it. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna have. She can't be the one. Her mother has to do that shit because he did that to her. She has to wake up and hate the motherfucker first and want this motherfucker to suffer for the days of the rest of the days and on for the rest of eternity. So you cannot step in and do that shit because her connection and her love and her, her ignorance love for this motherfucker, her attachment is stronger than you trying to bind and fuck this nigga up. You know what I'm saying? She would have to do that. That's her oppressor. That motherfucker that's fucking her up. She will have to wake the fuck up and slay that bitch nigga. You can't do it. No matter what ritual, you can go to some voodoo bastards, you can go to anybody, but that shit ain't going to work because all she going to do is still be there out of kindness and compassion no matter what happens to him. Even if nature retaliates on this nigga and have a tree fall on his dick, this bitch will patch the dick up for this motherfucker and care for him till he gets back to health and shit. So it is still, like, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work, man. It ain't going to work. So, but yeah, Quincy, it's a few people that prefers to step in or prefers that someone else do the work for them. But, you know what I'm saying, it'll backfire on them because of compassion. Because they're compassionate and they'll step right in the middle of it. There's another way it goes too. One of my favorite parts in Breaking the Spells on Black, that forgiveness part, remember? And he says, if anybody get in the way when justice come for this motherfucker, but you get in the way, justice come after you and then deal with the motherfucker you forgive. You know what I'm saying? So even in forgiving a motherfucker, justice will body slam your fucking ass because you in the way. So it start, goddamn it, you know, taking you through hell and persecution, you know what I'm saying, and suffering because you in the way. Forgiveness is in the way of that motherfucker. So you start catching it. Breaking the spell on blacks, baby. Breaking the spells on black, boo-boo. And they're right. All right, so it's 4:10, and I know I had to restart the show, but I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Man of the Hour is up next. Give me a minute to set it if y'all want to hear the Man of the Hour. Man, I'm Don Nicoleon. I'm signing out. Peace.